7 a.m. Jacaranda FM. Met Chanel.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria vandag 28, Mbombela en Polokwane 24 grade. Oud-president Galema Motlanthe het beklemtoon 'n doelgerigte benadering om korrupsie aan te pak. Hy het gepraat op Universiteit van Johannesburg se teenkorrupsie spitspraat en die belangrikheid beklemtoon van etiese bestuur en sterk leierskap. Hy het ook gewaarsku korrupsie ondergrawe openbare vertroue ondermyn ekonomiese groei en verswak regstelsels. 11 verkeersamptenare in Polokwane sal die naweek agter tralies deurbring omdat hulle na bewering omkoopgeld ontvang het van motoriste, bus opprateerders en taxibestuurders op die N1 hoofweg. Hulle was deel van 'n voorgesette geheime ondersoek wat op korrupsie gerig is. Die vervoer en gemeenskapsveiligheid woordvoerder Puti Leganye sê hulle word aangekla van afpersing en regsverwydeling.
It's alleged that the officers have been extorting bribes from motorists traveling between Polokwane and Musina, and instead of issuing them traffic fines for offences, they have been taking bribes. Investigation has been going on for about 3 years and culminated in the arrest of the 11 today. More arrests are expected to take place.
333 verdagtes is die week in operasie Chanel in Pretoria vasgetrek. Hulle oortredings sluit in moord en poging tot moord. Polisie woordvoerder Jan van Dijk.
During the operation, 802 individuals, 389 vehicles and 8 targeted premises were searched. 20 vehicles were tested to verify that they were not stolen. Additionally, 8 leaky premises were inspected, leading to the closure of one establishment for non-compliance, and 54,000 milliliters of alcohol were confiscated for violating the Liquor Act.
Goeie nuus, Simone Kreer van Suid-Afrika het goud ingepalle in die eindronde van die diskusgooi vir vroue. Kreer het in Mei by die Parawêreld Atletiek Kampioenskap in Japan ook goud verower. Dis Suid-Afrika se 5de medalje en 2de goud van die spele. Nog nuus uit die buiteland. In Amerika is die pa van die 14-jarige seun van Georgia Colt Gray, wat van skuldmoorde aangekla word, in die hof gehoor dat hy die res van sy lewe agter tralies kan deurbring en hy dien hy skuldig bevind word. Die 54-jarige Colin Gray staan tereg op 2 aanklagte van moord en 8 van kindervreedheid. En Brittanje het nog 650 bykomende missiele na Oekraïne gestuur. Dit is in sy stryd teen Russiese magte wat die land binneval. Mooi weer oor die meeste dele van Gauteng vandag. Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela en Tzaneen 24, Emalahleni 25, Rustenburg 29. By die Wat-Ry, Kaapstad 17, Durban 23, Tobega 19, Bloemfontein warm 29 grade. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Former President Galema Motlanthe has emphasized a deliberate and tactical approach to tackle corruption in South Africa.
Well, there you go. Hey, I'm kind of glad about the licensing authority Okies getting bust for the shakedown. That's about time.
Exactly.
It's about time. What are you, a mobile? Or you own the roads. So you can just like put your own toll card there. So, with check. In behind the jail. What? Behind Tral. Achter Tralies for the Navig. What was that operation called? Was it called Operation Chanel?
It's Chanella.
Chanella. Oh, well, you should sue them. You should sue them, sister. I'm telling you. Thanks. Thank you, Chanel. Yes, Simone Creer. Whoop, 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 whoop. Another gold medal at the Paralympics. My telling is it Ian Nietwiechoa? And 3 bronzes so far, so we're climbing up the Paralympics table. Well done, Simone Kruger and Team SA. Sad news we wake up to this morning, and one of the legends. You know, it's very seldom that you hear about one musician that is identified with a particular type of music. I mean, one of them being, obviously, Bob Marley and reggae, but the other is Sergio Mendes. Sergio Mendes, the samba king of the world. I mean, nobody could touch him. He was just phenomenal. He's passed away at the age of 83. And what's particularly sad about this one is that he got COVID a good few years back, right about the time of COVID, and he has been laying on the ice.